baptism that are coming up. So we're glad you're here and hope you'll come back another time. Again, today we will be celebrating the baptism of Adelaide Marie Frey, and that's the daughter of Adam and Janet, and the granddaughter of Tom and Becky Loss. And so they're pretty excited about this. Adelaide's sponsors are Karen and Bill McCown, and Bill can't be here today. So, but he's here, but you just won't see him. Okay, so anyway. We also have some special music in our service today. Adelaide's father, Adam, will be playing the euphonium, and J.R. Stock also, who's Martha Allison's grandchild. Have I got that right? Yeah. We'll be joining him as well for part of that and playing for our worship service today. Several have asked me already about the youth and their trip to St. Croix. Yes, they're back, and the shareholders' dinner is coming up very quickly. Sarah is not here today, but Savannah Thomas will be selling the tickets in the narthex. Savannah, wave or something so they know who you are. Thank you. Yeah. And she'll be in the narthex selling tickets. I understand they will also be available next Sunday as well. So you may want to take action on that, and you can learn about their experience and their trip that they took, as along with many other mission activities they've had this summer. All right, I think that's all I have, and I don't get to call on Sarah this time. So we get to move directly to our baptism. So Adelaide, bring your family and all your sponsors up. Great, there she is. There are a lot of people, yeah. All right. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of the saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ? As you bring Adelaide Marie to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Adelaide Marie grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Adelaide Marie and pray for her in her new life in Christ?
We do.
I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to heaven. Was the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Adelaide Marie Frey, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You did good. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Adelaide Marie with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Adelaide Marie, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Not yet. We're not done. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Please rise. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise and God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Amen. Now we're done. There's your baptism certificate. Adelaide, you did good. We're so happy to welcome you as the newest member of God's family. Thank y'all so much. You can love candy. Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Have you seated? And with the children, please come forward.
Good morning. Y'all see what I got? I am so excited because you know what somebody told me right before church? They called this a plate. And I can't wait to eat my lunch in this. That's not what they meant. I know what they meant. I can turn it upside down and use it like home plate for a base, right? That's not what this is for? Well, what is this for?
Maybe a plate of
to hold what?
Holy water.
Maybe for fruit. For fruit? It could be a fruit plate. I could put this out on the dining room table. No, Lily, you don't think that's a good idea? What do you think this is called? For communion? Yeah, we could do that with it. Yes. Y'all wouldn't be able to see it. We'd be all down in there. Yeah. Yeah. Is that really what this is used for? No, that's not what this is used for. You don't know what it's used for. All right. You know, offering. Yes, this is an offering plate. And we pass this up and down the aisles, up and down the pew. You're going to see it in a little bit. It'll come by. And do you know what people put in here?
Money
for the church. Yes, money for the church. And the reason they do that is they know that everything they have was a gift to them from God. And so they want to give some of it back for God's work. It's pretty neat, huh? That's another way to describe a word you probably don't like. Have you ever heard the word sharing?
Yes.
Ooh. Do you like the word sharing? You have to, you share, that's good, yeah. Most people don't like sharing. And today we're going to hear in our gospel lesson a story about a man who didn't want to share at all. He had all these riches and he kept them all for himself. He said, they're mine, nobody else is going to get anything.
That sounds rude.
That was rude, yes. And that man learned that there's much more, sharing's important.
And there's much more to life than keeping something to yourself.
That's exactly right. There's much more to life than keeping something to yourself. That's what he really learned. You're exactly right. And so when you see the offering plate coming, you can remember what we're doing is sharing what God has given us. We're sharing it back to God so that we can do things for other people and share for other people. Give money to the poor or to help people in need. Yes, there's so many things that we do with this. And so whenever you see the offering plate, you can think it's about sharing, and we're sharing what God has given us first. Okay? That's what I want you to remember. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the gifts you give us. Help us to remember to be generous and share from those gifts with all those in need. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The first lesson is a reading from Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel and Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun and sea, all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeking that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish? Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This is also vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This is also vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night their minds do not rest. This is also vanity, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is a reading from Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever you in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Two men were walking down the street together. The first one challenged the other one, "If you're so religious, let me hear you quote the Lord's Prayer. I'll bet you $10 you can't do it." The second man responded, "Oh, yes, I can. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." First man pulled out his wallet and fished out a $10 bill, muttering, "I didn't think you could do it." Now, that's not the funniest joke I've ever told from this place, but it may be one of the truest. We may know the Lord's Prayer, but I'm not terribly sure we really know the Lord's Prayer. If you were here last week, you might remember that I began a series of sermons looking at the Lord's Prayer. Last week, we looked at just the very first two words, "Our Father," and talked about how it's about us, not me, and about how God loves us and cares for us as a parent loves and cares for their child. So I promised that I would move on this week to cover some more of the prayer, more than just two words. But before we do that, I want to point out something you may never have noticed. In a prayer, what you ask for is called a petition.
And in the Lord's Prayer, the petitions are in two groups. First, we ask things about God, and then we turn to more earthly concerns. And as we begin, let me remind you that we're using the small catechism to work our way through the prayer. So if you would, once again, grab your hymnal and turn to page 1163 in the back. 1163. And remember, I'll read the introduction, you read the petition, I'll read the questions, and then you read the explanation. Okay, ready? The first petition, hallowed be your name. What is this, or what does this mean? How does this come about? In short, this part of the prayer asks that God's name be holy, that God be honored and praised throughout the world. And usually we pass this by rather quickly. After all, we're here in church, we're Christians, and certainly we honor and revere God. But let's look a little deeper, because you see, this petition has far more to do with how we live than what we say. It's important to speak well of God and to offer Him praise, but when we pray this, we're also fervently praying that our lives would reflect the character of God. Our prayer is, Lord, may Your holiness be reflected in how I live, in everything, in every moment. This part of the prayer reminds us that we belong to God and we should live according to the promises from our baptisms. We should let our light so shine before others that they will see how we live and give glory to God. That's how we hallow God's name. Okay, back on page 1163. The second petition. What is this, or what does this mean? How does this come about? In this petition, we express our heartfelt desire that our broken world might truly become God's world. In so many ways, our world is broken as we wait for Christ to return. Wars, violence, racial division, misunderstandings. We don't live in a world much marked by the love of Christ. And so in this part of the prayer, we are praying for God to take over and to rule here on earth in the same way that He rules in heaven. We pray that we are and will be part of God's kingdom, and that our heart's desire every day would be to live God's way in everything we do. And that's what makes this petition challenging for us. You see, so very often we want to live our way, not God's. But here we pray that the Holy Spirit might make us more cooperative with God's will and way. The third petition. What is this, or what does this mean?
How does this come about? This third petition may be the hardest of all. To sincerely want what God wants is so difficult for us. To let go of our control and trust God for everything is so hard, and yet that's just what we pray for here. And this petition points us to the very heart of prayer. You see, prayer isn't so much asking for God to do something for us. Prayer is even more aligning our wills with God so that what we want and what we ask for is what God wants for us and our world. Let me explain that. Ralph Sockman wrote, "We use prayer as a boatman uses a boat hook, to pull the boat to the shore and not to try to pull the shore to the boat." You see, sometimes when we pray, it can be like trying to pull God to us and getting God to do for us. But we aren't the point. Rather, in prayer, we are pulled to God. That's when we really pray, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done." To pray this way involves a profound trust and complete confidence in the God who is ours together, in the God who is our Father who loves and cares for us. Early African converts to Christianity were earnest and regular in private devotions. Each one reportedly had a separate spot in the thicket where he would pour out his heart to God. Over time, the paths to these places became well-worn. As a result, if one of these believers began to neglect prayer, it was soon apparent to the others. They would kindly remind the negligent one, "Brother, the grass grows on your path. May there be no grass on our prayer paths to God." Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Thank you for this time, Lord God. Thank you for this time of worship, for this time of being together with your family, but especially for this time of being near to you in prayer. Hold us close to your heart. Keep us wrapped in your arms of love. Fill our hearts with your warmth and love, and be near to us always. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty King, everywhere we look, we see you. Help us to experience you even more. Open our eyes to see you in everything. Be in our heads that we might learn more of your way. Be in our hands that we might reach out in your love. Be in our hearts that more and more we become like you. Lord, in your mercy, we need your help, O God. Bless the sick, the lonely, the poor, the hungry, and all those in our society who are so easy to forget and overlook, but who are in need of love and care. In your compassion, bless those in any need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God of mercy, abide with us in all of life. Work in us so that the work we do will be to your honor and glory. May our efforts seek not to serve ourselves, but to reach out to all in love. Fill us with faith and hope and love, and lead us to live as your people. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy,
all power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the
night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.